to nicotinic acid.
Welcome to the Cosmic Overdrive, your source of deranged music on Intergalactic FM. Your host for this evening, Rude 66.
Baby, all I see.
Money, big guns. and bass on riffs. And bass on riffs. Debtors retreat estate. Oh, debtors retreat escape. Debtors escape estate. Debtors retreat escape. Debtors retreat estate. Neurotic red landscape, a socialist state invention. Them old dormant bones working. Debtors escape estates. Debtors retreat estates. A no motivation estates. Hey, the barrow! Hey, the barrow! I pay your rents! Hey, the barrow! Hey, the barrow! Hey, the barrow! I'll have another one of those! I pay your rents! I pay your worries! I pay your rents! I'll have another one of the barrow! Hey, Bow! Hey, Bow! Pay a race!
Mr. Banker, Mr. Please, how much does money mean? Won't you reconsider, mister? Won't you do this thing for me? Ain't got no house, ain't got no car. All I got, Lord, is my guitar. But you can have that, Mr. Banker. Won't you bury my papa for me? Listen where it sounds.
Welcoming you to Ask Pastor Dick. Pastor Dick is joining us in this fellowship time to answer any or all questions about God, religion, or the Bible.
Heaven came down and glory filled my soul.
Now Pastor Dick comes to you.
Welcome to the show. I'm Pastor Dick. I'd normally be doing the regular show this week. However, let me share with you my experience. I'm not going to be specific because I don't want anybody to get into trouble, so I'll just say that somebody very close to me has had $180 taken from her purse. Now, she left it unattended in a room with people she truly believed she could trust, who were three others and myself, and that makes yours truly a suspect. And all I can say is that I'm devastated, and the victim of this robbery is devastated, and the person responsible for this deed, I'm sure, could not help but feel devastated, as all of us do. I feel like I've done all I could. I can't do anything more to restore our faith in humanity, but do you know something? You can. You are humanity. Everybody listening, I'm talking to you. Tonight, you will have the chance to help us, to help yourselves, and to help each other. Tonight, I'm holding a pledge drive. A pledge drive to show all of us how we can fight against the wiles of the devil in the Lord's army, to restore everyone's faith in humanity. Well, enough about that. Here are the rules. I would like for you to call, get a pencil and paper, ready for our Pastor Dick pledge line numbers. And when you call, you may tell me up to three sins you've committed within the last 2 weeks. Now, I'll rate your sins on a special scale I've devised and tell you how much you must pay to the Muriel's Purse Fund. Now, no pledge will be more than $5, which I assure you is a bargain. Now, to sweeten the deal, yours truly, Pastor Dick.
Oh, great.
Hold on. Okay, we'll take a sip from this bottle of Andre's champagne for every dollar pledged. I can open this here. See, I'm not good at this. I don't... Mr. Wills, I need some help with this. I don't drink. It's going to pop. Okay, so if you'd like a few laughs later on, please call, because, as I said, for every dollar pledged, I'm going to take a sip of this. Okay, are you ready? No, don't point that at me. That's really dangerous. Okay. But we can go ahead and accept our first call.
Yeah, this is live.
Where's the champagne, please?
Hello?
Hello.
I feel terrible. I heard you talking, and I've committed some sins, and I just feel awful about it.
Well, as I said, what you need to do is let me know three sins that you've committed in the last 2 weeks. I'll rate them on my special scale that I've devised and tell you how much you can send to the Muriel's Purse Fund.
Well, Pastor, I committed the act of fornication numerous times over the past weekend.
Here you go. Here's
what you mean?
It's ready for you.
Well, I feel so
fornication.
Terrible. I'll tell you all three of them. And
all right.
I charged more on my Visa card than they would let me.
Okay.
And
one more.
I used a postage stamp that had already been canceled.
Okay, that adds 18. Well, that adds 20 cents to what it is. So it'll be $3.20 to the Muriel's Box 54, Concord, 94522. Thank you for calling.
Can you take a bad check?
Okay, that's $3.20 we have pledged so far. We're working on 180. Hello, Pastor Dick. Go ahead.
Okay,
we're looking for some sins.
Well, let's see. I smoked some dope in the United States Mint building and camped in San Francisco.
Okay.
And then I smoked some dope in Walnut Creek.
Okay, that would be the same amount. Do you have any other... I need a different sin.
Well, let's see. I drank some sake in Walnut Creek.
Okay.
And let's see, then what did I do? Then I dropped some mushrooms at...
Okay, just three sins. That will...
Really?
Exactly $3, and that's payable to Muriel's Purse Fund, Box 54, Concord, California, 94522. Thank you for calling. Let's take our San Francisco call. We have a lot of calls on the line, so we need to keep moving. Did you wish to tell me some sins?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I need to take three sips of champagne while you tell me for $3, okay?
Go ahead.
You're on the air, Pastor Dick. We lost it. Let's take our San Francisco call now.
Hello, this is San Francisco.
Yes.
This is
Do
Jeffrey.
You have some sins for me today?
Yes, I'm the president of a corporation, and I screwed over, fired, and belittled many of my employees. And
I see.
I'm so sorry about this.
Mm-hmm.
What you mean?
That's right.
All right.
Oh.
We have, you have more for me? Or did you want to stop there?
Well, those are three separate sins there. I've insulted, belittled. I've also done jamming over the loudspeaker. Oh, I said the magic word.
Okay, since you are the head of a large corporation, would you mind giving $5 to this fund?
Oh, no.
Okay, we'll put you down for $5, and you can...
You get rather drunk on that.
So, what?
Yes.
Thank you for calling.
Goodbye.
Next call, please. Yes, this
what?
Is Pastor Dick.
Hi.
Hello.
You what? I don't understand.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Did you have some sins for me this evening?
Yeah.
Okay. Where are you calling from?
Half Moon Bay.
Half Moon Bay. How old are you?
If I supported.
How old?
12.
Oh, great. That... really warms my heart. What sins did you call about?
I stole my mother's car.
Pardon me?
I stole my mother's car.
I'm sorry, one more time.
I stole my mother's car.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, they've got echo on your voice and I can't understand you.
And I took drugs.
Ow. You took what from your mother?
I stole the car.
Your car, okay.
On the negative land also?
All right.
And I took drugs.
What kind?
Speed.
All right. What else? Any? Did you have a third sin for us, or did you want to stop at that?
I'm not a virgin anymore.
Okay. Considering your age, how much did you have to... I realize you probably don't have a steady job.
Uh-uh.
How much did you wish to donate to Muriel's Purse Fund? Because I come out with $5 already. Could you afford $5?
Yeah.
You could?
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's payable to Muriel's Purse Fund, uh-huh. Box 54,
uh-huh.
Concord, California.
Okay.
Thanks.
Join us in a glass of beer?
Sure.
Hi.
Hi. I'd like to confess that...
I've got three more sips of this to take. Go ahead.
I had carnal thoughts about the automatic teller when I went to make a night deposit at the sperm bank.
Excuse me.
Okay.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi.
Who's this?
Denise,
where are you calling from?
Half Bay.
You wouldn't happen to be 12.
Yeah, I am. I'm 13.
Pardon me? You're 13?
Yeah, almost.
Almost 13.
Yeah.
What year were you born?
69.
Okay. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. What would you like to talk about?
You
seem like a troubled young lady.
Okay. Did you talk to Stephanie?
Stephanie?
What you mean?
Not that I know of. Nobody.
Half Moon Bay?
Nobody. Oh, I talked to someone who said she was 12, who confessed some sins. Was that you?
No, I'm her friend now, and I didn't with her when she took her mom's car.
Right.
Why me, Lord?
Is that a sin you're confessing, or?
Yeah, and I was with her when she took drugs.
Pardon me?
I was with her when she took drugs.
You were with her. Were you taking drugs also?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why
that would
me,
make
Lord?
A difference on my scale. Okay. What else? Did you have any other? Any others?
No.
Okay, because you're already up to $5. As your friend was. What's your friend's name?
B-I-B-L-E.
Uh-oh.
Yes, that's the book for me.
You know what that means, Denise?
I stand alone on the word of God, the B-I-B-L-E.
Okay, Denise?
Yeah.
Why me, Lord?
Okay. That was our Bible quiz theme, and you just happened to be fortunate enough to be on the line when that came on. What kind of religious background do you have?
I don't have any. I wasn't baptized.
Well, that's not what I mean. Were you raised in the church, or have you attended church?
Tell us.
Do you know about the Bible?
Tell us about it.
Yeah.
Okay,
because
we have the Bible quiz here, and it's true or false. And are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. The passage, "Be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit," is found in the book of Ephesians. Is that true or false?
Tell us about it.
Oh, Denise. I love you very much, but that's incorrect. You can try again, though, if you'd like.
Okay.
Nice talking to you. Let's take our next call on the Bible quiz. We'll take our next call now on the Bible quiz. Thank you.
Hello,
are you ready for the Bible quiz?
Yeah.
Okay. The passage, "Be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit," is found in the book of Ephesians, true or false?
True.
That's right, it is true. It's Ephesians 5:18. Okay, this is a very important question. Can we fade that music down a bit? I want to... This is difficult. I have to make sure he hears everything. Okay, are you ready? Number two. In Genesis 9, Noah's Ark.
Yeah. Tell us about it.
Noah became drunk and was sexually molested by his son, Ham. Is that true or false?
False. Come on. I'm sorry.
That's incorrect. Hello.
Hello. What do you think of Aleister Crowley?
What you mean?
This is Bible quiz. We're not talking about Aleister Crowley.
Well, more's the pity.
I'm sorry. Try again.
Yeah, I'm sorry I have to interrupt the Bible quiz there, but we have to do some announcements here. Cosmic Overdrive, episode 62. You may have noticed the theme here, money, and money is what we need on IFM, so pull out those wallets and start donating to the station, because we need it. I'm going to give you a track title list. We started with... AC/DC and the Down Payment Blues from the Power Age album. After that, Pay to Come, Bad Brains, and Money from The X. Fast Money Music from Suicide, and Big Money from Frontline Assembly. Holy Money. Sorry, Holy Money, The Swans. And after that, Cash for Your Trash by Paul Allen. A very old 60s psychedelic track. The Fantastic Fall and Pay Your Rates from the Grotesque album. Macht und Geld from Elite, a digital release only from last year on Black Montana's vinyl, guys, vinyl, come on. After that, True Work, True Play, Die Krups from Volle Kraft, Voraus. The demo version of Mr. Banker, Lynyrd Skynyrd. I already played it a few weeks ago, but it's so good. It's so good. And then we followed with a part of Negative Land, Over the Edge, Volume 2, Pastor Dick, from their brilliant, brilliant, brilliant radio shows that they used to do. We heard Ask Pastor Dick, Muriel's Purse Fund, and you heard part of the Bible quiz too. One of these days I'm going to do a whole hour just of this Negative Land Radio stuff, because it is so fucking cool. And in the background here, you can listen to International Harvester and How to Survive, a bunch of hippies from Sweden. After this you will hear the episode of and it's not Wunschklang Radio, it's Rundfunkmusik. Before this we played a wrong episode, so the right one is coming up right after this. And of course, April 1st, the big donate Ola with IF Mix. And so I think Smuckles is there, TLRS. Everybody is there. So listening for that as well. Lots of live action from the IF Mix studios. I'll be back next week with Cosmic Overdrive, number 63. And I hope you have a good week. Goodbye.